Thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the International Indian Treaty Council, we'd like to address Article 15 mainly. We support Bolivia's addition in language in 15.7. There seems to be one perspective missing from this conversation, in addition to the excellent comments made by members of civil society this morning. In the very first forum on business and human rights, there were acknowledgments that indigenous peoples, more than any other group in the world, suffered the greatest impacts and human rights abuses from corporate activity than any other group, and that's still the case, unfortunately. So given this, it makes sense that in implementing this treaty, that indigenous peoples should be included in selecting the experts. Many people who've been through tragedies, human rights abuses, and have tried and tried and tried to get relief become experts in that process. So some of the best experts in the world are members of communities who've suffered these human rights abuses in their communities. So in 15.1, we have a suggestion, and we don't have the precise language, but it's the concept that states in selecting or nominating experts should do it in consultation with indigenous peoples, and perhaps other words can be added to include other communities that are victimized. But there is a model that already exists under ECOSOC, the Permanent Forum of Indigenous Peoples. It's a 16-person body. 8 of those are nominated by states, and 8 of those are nominated by indigenous peoples. And then, of course, we completely support the recommendations to allow submissions of complaints by individuals and communities to this body. And we just believe that for this body eventually to have any legitimacy, it has to have, ideally, members from affected communities on that committee, but minimally consultation with indigenous peoples and civil society when this body is eventually formed. Thank you very much.